Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Listen, we diving deep today. Let me go ahead and go live on Instagram. Hold on. There we go. Yeah, we live. Let me go ahead and put this over here. Go ahead and put that down there. Yeah, we live. Listen. Today's gonna be a good day. Today's gonna be an amazing day. I'm streaming on all four: Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitch. Today's good. The software went out and it's performing great. It's performing great so far. So far, so good. Today we're talking about something that we're talking about how free is a trap. Big Mig, what's going on? I appreciate you for joining in. Listen, let me know where y'all from. Let me know in the comments where y'all from. So today the topic is going to be about how free is a trap. How free is not always good. How free is limiting. Okay, so the reason why this topic came about is because I was just thinking, my brother Aridian, he asked me about the event that we previously went to, and he was like, just how do you find these events? How do you find these events that you would like to go to? And I just told him, like, Dollar Girl, Sid, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. So he was like, man, Terrell, how do you find events to even go to? Like, when you go in Eventbrite, what are you typing? What are you looking for? What are you searching? So I just told him what I was searching. I was just searching for, like, different events, such as like real estate events, marketing events, business events, or something of that nature. But then what really made me start thinking about today, what made me really think about the type of events that we was going to, was that majority of the ones that we go to, sometimes, majority of the time, we have to pay for it. And it was so eye-opening because I just sat there and just sat in my thoughts and start to learn and feel and observe everything. Free is not always good because you could be limiting yourself. And so when he asked me this, I'm just really trying to remember. Like, I'm just sitting in the moment. I'm just present. I'm just sitting there just thinking about the type of events that matters. See, free is something that will get you in the door, but if you continue to look for free things won't necessarily, it will benefit you, but it won't benefit you to the most when you pay for something. For instance, let's use $100 for example. You can buy a lot of things for $100. You can actually buy a lot of things for $100. You can buy a lot of one thing. You can buy some gas. You can buy some groceries. You can buy something to eat. You can buy some drink. You can buy some candy. Like, you can spend $100 and buy something that you have an idea for or have a thought for. See, what really came to me, really just blew my mind, is that it's $100, but $100 is better than free. Here's what I mean by that. The other day, I had a for some reason I had a $100 bill. I had a $100 bill, and I can remember what I bought with it. I can literally remember what I bought with it. I bought some gas, I bought some chips, some snacks, and I bought some more gas. I can remember that. Because I pay more attention to it. I pay more attention to the $100 because I had it. I was able to see it and understand it and feel it. See, I can't feel free because free is not nothing. It's not nothing. It's not an object that I can physically hold. See, one thing that I learned is that even though free and $100 is completely different, they're different because of how one pay attention to the other. How one pay attention more to the other side than the other. So when I had this $100, I was remembering that I had this $100. And I'm just sitting there just like, okay, I got this $100. I need to get rid of this $100. I need to spend it on something. I need to buy something. So me thinking about it, me understanding, me just seeing what I would like to spend this $100 on, it made me pay more attention to it. It made me be aware of it. It made me just focus on what I had. See, when I have no money, I'm not even worried about what's in my pockets. I'm not even worried about it. I'm not even focusing on it because I have nothing to focus on. So, but when he asked me that, when my brother reading asked me that, it just really unlocked the thought that was in my mind. It just unlocked something that I wasn't thinking about, but it made me start thinking about it and understand the importance behind it. The importance behind it was something crazy because it showed me that even though it's just $100, this $100 makes you pay more attention to what you are doing. This $100 makes you aware of what you are doing and why you're doing it in a particular way. See, learning this, learning not to only see money, but to understand me seeing is different from me not seeing. It's just $100. It's just $100. When I don't have any money, I don't even think about it. See, to bring it back to the events, free and paying for events are completely different knowledges. Completely different knowledge, completely different information. Because when it's free, you're just there for it. You're just there for the moment. You're just there not to really. Shanisha, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. Let me know in the comments where you are from. Let me know in the comments. I want to interact with you all. If I come in late, I apologize. Listen, let me know in the comments where y'all from. See, when I started attending events, my first event was a real estate event. And this event was so great because the people that was there was asking me, hey, how can I help you? What do you need help with? How can I be a service to you? How can I be a service for you? See, when I was there, I was blown away because I didn't know how to accept it. I didn't know how to accept how people were just being nice to me. Lakeisha, what's going on? I appreciate you for joining in. Let me know in the comments where you are from. Let me know in the comments where you're from so that way we can start building. We can start growing together. Listen. And so when I started going to these different events, they asked me, the first guy that I met, his name was Mitch. Cool guy. Cool, incredible human being. He was incredible. The first time I met him, the first interaction that I had with him, he was like, I'm Mitch. I said, I'm Terrell. He said, I'm Mitch. I said, I'm Terrell. He said, I'm Mitch. He said, I'm Terrell. No, I said, I'm Terrell. He said, it's good to meet you. I said, it's good to meet you too. But that interaction was just so New York in the house. New York in the house. Well, he's a Bronx. Bronx. It'd probably be Bronx in the house. Okay. But it'll be Bronx in the house. And so when we had that small interaction, it was more than just an introduction. It was like, hey, what do you need help with? What are you currently struggling with? How can I help you? There's a book that's called Go Giver. I think I have it here. No, I don't have it here. I got it somewhere. I got that book somewhere. I just gotta look for it. But anywho, it's a book called Go Giver, which means, well, the book premise, the point of the book is to give first and to be okay with receiving. So when I was at this event, this real estate networking event, it was free, but I was there trying to figure out what this event even was. I didn't understand it. I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't familiar with it. And by familiar with it, I'm just saying, like, I wasn't used to meeting someone that wanted the best for me, or meeting a stranger that could potentially be a friend. Florida just came off a run now, and I'm getting a sparring session in while listening to you. Yes, sir, my dog, Graham. Hello, new feature. Check this out. You can see the comment. Yes, sir. and so this event was so incredible because it just opened my mind up in a different way. Even though it was free, even though I didn't spend no money, I was just there to meet people. At least that's what I thought. I'm thinking this event, this networking event, this meetup is something that can be great. It's something that can be amazing. It's something that can really help me. At the time when I started going to networking events, I didn't know how they can help me because I didn't know what I was doing. I just wanted to be around something different. So during my time in the Marine Corps, it was from going around a unit where everybody was just going with the motion, was just going day by day, was just like experiencing the same level of experience or a level of I wouldn't necessarily say comfort, but we was embracing the suck together. So in the military, in the Marine Corps, when you go through a hard time, you go to the field, when you're doing something that you don't like to do, there's a terminology that we go by, just say embrace the suck, because you have to do it regardless of the fact. And it was different because the room, when I went to this networking event, the room was laughing. not to say the people in the military are depressing, but it's just a different type of energy. It's just a different type of personalities around one another. And it opened my mind up to show me that if I want to change, if I want to grow, if I want to see something different, I have to be around different. Have to be around new. Have to be around someone that I've never met before. And so this room, the networking event, the room was so different because I was used to the Marine Corps. I was used to the people that was in the service. So I had to get out of my comfort zone. I had to go to this event. And when I went to this event, my life was changed. My life was changed forever. It was free. Just because it's free doesn't mean it's bad. But if we continue to pursue free, it will start being a trap. So it taught me something. It taught me something so great, so important, so special. The thing that it taught me is that it's okay not to know what you would like. It's okay not to understand what you are doing. It's okay to not fully be aware of what's going on. But the most important thing that one has to do is get out their comfort zone. See, this networking event was something that was different. It was different. It was different from what I'm used to. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, where it was different. It was different because I've never been around someone or a group of people that just wanted the best for others. Hey, how can I help you? Hey, how can I serve you? Hey, what are you struggling with? Hey, how can I help you? They didn't even ask, how can you help me? How can I help you? I said, oh, okay. Okay, that's different. That's different. But just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. And so it really taught me, really just opened my eyes up in a different way, in a new level of understanding. And the level of understanding was that when you meet somebody new, you just met a friend. See, the networking event, the first networking event that I went to, it was free. Nothing is wrong with free. Nothing is wrong with free. Gerard, what's going on, man? I appreciate you for joining in. Nothing is wrong with free. Nothing. Absolutely nothing is wrong with free. So I don't want to make it seem like that free is a bad thing when free is actually a stepping stone. Free is a stepping stone. I went to the event for nothing, but I went to the event looking for something. What I was looking for was opportunity to see something different. See, the different different shows up in many different ways. Many different ways, because it's something that we don't expect. It's something that we are not expecting. But different helps you grow. But different helps you excel. But different is really prepare you for life, for your success, for a new journey, for a new beginning. One thing that's for certain is that when you go to networking events, when you go and step out your comfort zone to try something new, to learn someone, to meet and introduce yourself to strangers, you start to do something. You start to build something. You start to see what you can become. You start to see what you can become. My first meetup, Mitch helped me more than anything just by the way we communicated with one another. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a people person. I'm an extrovert. Not an introvert. I can talk to anybody. I can talk to any and everybody. But when I first went to the networking event, I was nervous. I didn't know that I had to be working on some. Raynor, what's going on, man? I probably said your name wrong. I do apologize. But it taught me that even though you're not working on something, being in a room, being in a new environment, being in a new situation, there's a door waiting to be opened for you. It's so incredible. It's so inspiring just to see what's waiting for you when you step into this room. When you step into a new opportunity, when you step into something that you're not even aware of. See, this networking event, this real estate networking event was something different. It was something new. It was something special. It was an opportunity for me to learn more. See, the first lesson that I learned was that it's okay to meet strangers. And it's okay to meet others. See, free is not bad. Free is a stepping stone. You have to start somewhere. You can't start at the top when you haven't even climbed the bottom. So the first event that I went to was free. I didn't have to pay no money. I just went there. It was a meetup. It was great. It was phenomenal because I didn't have to pay no money. And then as I continued to go to networking events, as I continued to go to meetups, as I continued to meet strangers and then turn those strangers into friends and then turn them friends into long-time friends. The second lesson that I've learned, the second one is the most important. It's the most important. And it's important because now it's forcing you to get out your comfort zone. So I attend the first networking event, didn't have to pay anything. So I went to a couple more networking events. I went to a couple more meetups. I went to a couple more just different gatherings. But then I started to learn something about paying to go to a conference, paying to go to a meetup, paying just to be in a new environment. See, I was hesitant to start paying because I'm so used to the free. I started at the free, but since I'm growing, since I'm developing, since I'm becoming more, I should not be afraid to spend. At least that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. But I was afraid to spend because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Go back to the beginning of the live. I was speaking about the $100. That you can buy a lot of things with $100. Until I start to learn how to buy things that will help me grow and develop my mind, it became different. It became new. It became scary. I was afraid to spend money on myself because I didn't know if I
I didn't know what I was going to get. The first conference that I went to, ironically enough, it was free. Now, what a conference, the difference between a conference, meetup, and a networking event. So a networking event is local. You can have a networking event local around you. Like where you are at, you can have meetups there. Carmen, what's going on? I appreciate you for joining in. Let me know where y'all tuning in from. Let me know. So a meetup and networking event is like, it's kind of like the same thing. It's just a different name. It's the same thing. You just go to a place and meet new people. Meet up. So you meet at a place to meet up with people. And networking events, you just really communicating with one another. So I'm about to go network. I'm about to go talk to you. I'm about to go have a conversation with you. I'm about to go speak to you directly. And so what a conference is completely different than a networking event. So what a conference is, it's an auditorium. You're in an auditorium and you're sitting there in different sections, different seats, and so on and so forth. So as you're sitting there, there's multiple people coming on stage and speaking. As you're speaking, they're introducing themselves, they're telling their stories, and they're sharing what they do and why they got started doing what they're doing. So there's multiple speakers, multiple different events, multiple different occasions in the conference. So the conference is kind of like a live event. You hear from different people's stories. You hear from different people's stories. You see them. They talk. They speak to the crowd, to the audience. And now, towards the end of the conference, or the ones that I've been to, sometimes they're going to sell you. Sometimes they're going to sell you something at the end. That's just the, you know, this is the price you have to pay. Ironically enough, Sierra, what's going on, woman? Ironically enough, the first conference that I went to, I didn't have to pay for it. Yet, I had to pay for my travel, my hotel, and was it my food? I think I had to pay for my food. I'm not sure. But I had to pay for my travel, which was my flight, my hotel. Them joints was expensive. But before I moved out of California, oh, I forgot all about this. I went to an event in San Diego, and it was this guy named, he's a billionaire, a guy named Grant Cardone. This event was free, but it wasn't for me. It wasn't for the average Joe. The event wasn't for that. And so how I end up going, I saw it on Twitter. He was like, man, I'm going to be in San Diego at this place. I can't remember the exact address, but he was like, I'm going to be in San Diego this weekend. I'll see y'all there. Then he dropped the link. Then I'm like, okay, so I'm about to go fill it out. I filled it out. Okay, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. So I fill it out. So as I'm filling it out, what happened? No. So as I'm filling it out, I submit it. And then when the event come up, I end up going. And so when I got there, the room was different. This room that I was in, this networking event that I was in, this meetup that I was in, it wasn't a conference. It was like a networking event, meetup / workshop. A workshop is just when someone get up front and start teaching what they do and how they go about doing it. And so as I'm there, it's different. First off, this room alone, Grant Cardone said it was minus his income, because he was already a billionaire, minus his income in the room, it was $1.6 billion. I'm like, $1.6 billion. $1.6 billion. I'm like, hey, man. I didn't know where I was at. I had no idea where I was at. He talking about money. Like, I've never seen $1 billion. I've never seen it. And so when he said that, I'm like, $1 million? $1 billion. Where am I at? At the time, I'm thinking, where am I at? I have no idea where I just came. I have no idea. No idea. Then I'm there in the room. I'm just like, who is in this room? Who are these people? I remember seeing this one dude. I believe he was in the Marine Corps. His name is Anthony Glenn III on Facebook. I think he's on Facebook. Anthony Glenn III on Facebook. And when I saw him, I saw someone familiar. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go sit by him. I don't know none of these people in here. I don't know nobody. I'm like an outlier. I don't know anybody in this conference. In this networking meetup / workshop. I don't know anybody in this room. Minus him. I know him because I think he's Marine. So I'm gonna go sit by him. So we spark up a conversation. He tell me what he do. He's in real estate. And he asked me, like, what I do. I was like, I'm in the Marine Corps. You know, I'm just here. And then he going to ask me, how you get invited? I said, invited? I said, invited, brother. Did anybody invite me? I filled out an application. And came. Who invited you? He said, man, Grant Cardone. I said, oh. Mind you, the billionaire. I said, oh, okay. How do you respond to something like that? Like, who invited you? Nobody invited me. I just filled out the application. Who invited you? The person that's hosting the event. What room am I in? So as I'm in this room, I'm seeing something new. I'm seeing something new. I'm seeing people with money just move. Like how they communicate, how they're talking, how they show up. I didn't know where I was at. But the longer the event went on, the more people start talking, the more people start introducing what they do and how they go about doing it. I said, oh, these people are making money. These people are making money. I said, that's different. That's different. I remember this one time at the same event. I'm sitting there. It was like three people in the back talking to me. Well, not they weren't talking to me. They was talking amongst each other. And as they was talking, I'm just there listening. They gonna ask me. They gonna tap me. Hey man, you want to get in on the conversation? It seemed like you're not part of it. I say, man, no, I'm just listening. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just listening. Just let me listen. Just let me listen to what you all are talking about, how you are talking about it, what you are saying, why it matter. I don't need to say nothing. I don't need to say nothing because I don't have nothing to say. I just want to listen. Can I just listen? He said, yeah, man, okay. Yeah, you can listen. That ain't no problem with me. Yeah, you can listen. And so... As I'm listening to this, my camera just went off. As I'm listening to this, there we go. We back. As I'm listening to this, it really showed me something. It really taught me something. It demonstrated what's possible. So all these people in the room, they making money. They making more than I ever seen before. I've never seen that amount of money before. Never, ever, 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 ever. But this event that I went to, it was so special because it had so many different lessons behind it. as I'm speaking to others, as I'm speaking to people that's in the room, I vividly remember that these people are doing a lot. These people are making it happen. These people are the type of people that you want to be around. These people are amazing. These people just doing it. I remember I was sitting at this table, and as I was sitting at this table, it was like maybe 10 of us. It was like a round table. It was like 10 of us sitting down, and somebody, I don't know how we got on it, but someone was like, hey, maybe we should introduce ourselves just to see what we do and so on and so forth. I'm like, huh, okay. So everybody going. Then when it get to me, I was like, my name is Terrell. I'm a Marine Corps. You know, I'm just here. I filled out the application, and, you know, it's good to be here. It's great to be here. Then everybody went. And then I'm just surprised. I'm speechless. How am I in this room? Why am I in this room? I know. Because I filled out the application, pressed send, and went. If you don't believe me, hold on. You're not even necessarily believing. I got proof. I got proof of the story I just showed. I have proof of the story I just shared. Of course, I won't be able to find it. Of course, I won't be able to find it. Hold on. I think it's right here. Let me see. Yeah, I think it's right here. Yep. Yep, right here. Right, hold on. I'm trying to full screen it so I can share it. Hold on. Don't leave. Hold on. Let me see, where is it? I just had it. There we go. So I'm trying to full screen it. How can I share this? Hold on, I'm trying to share it. Oh. System auto muted. What? Was it there? I think it was there. This one. Oh yeah, okay. So what I'm about to do, I'm about to full screen this. Can y'all see this? I think y'all can see this. See, that's me right. Hold on. Dang. That's me. What is my set? There we go. This me. And everybody else was in here making money. Everybody else was making money. It just came to me. I literally just looked at that picture. It was a guy named Evan Carmichael. He was there. When he saw me, he read my name. He read my name tag. And I said, he said, what's your name? I said, Terrell Humphrey. And then I think he asked me, do I have a YouTube or do I make videos or something of that nature? Because Evan Carmichael is a guy that make videos. I was like, hey, man, I saw you before. I listened to you before. I watched you before. And then he was like, what was your favorite video? I'm like, man, I don't know. I can't remember that. But it was the mere fact that I was able to speak to him. When I started talking to him, he was like, he saw my name. No, he went on YouTube. He was like, what's your YouTube? I said, at the time it was Failure is Knowledge. He was like, what? He was like, bro, that's confusing. He said, why won't you just make it your name? I said, because it's hard to pronounce. I looked down. I said, because it's hard to pronounce. He said, how about you just say Terrell with the Y? I'm like, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even expect who was going to be in the room. But he told me, he was like, why don't you just introduce yourself as Terrell with the Y? Better yet, since you're here in front of Greg Cardone, the billionaire, and all these other influencers, or all these successful entrepreneurs, How about you introduce yourself? I was like, okay. So now I'm thinking. I don't think he said them exact words. I think I just made the words that he just said up. I think I did, because I can't remember verbatim. Furthermore, as I'm thinking about what I want to say, as I'm thinking about the question, because then he opened the floor to like Q&A or questions and answers. And so as he opened up the floor, I'm thinking of a question. I've never met this man in person. I've never met all these people with so much money before. I've never been in this room. Never, ever, 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 ever. But so I'm thinking of a question to ask. This is what I'm telling myself. Then I thought about one. The question that came across from my mind was, as I'm thinking about it, I'm trying not to forget the question, so when it's my turn, I don't forget it. So as I'm thinking about it, I'm trying to figure out what to say, how to say it, how to go about saying it, so I don't sound crazy. I'm trying to put the words together. But as I'm putting the words together, I'm nervous. I'm extremely nervous. I'm nervous. You couldn't even see, but I was nervous. So as I'm sitting there waiting to be called, he called me. He was like, "So what's your question?" Got up. I said, "Hey, everybody, my name is Terrell with the Y Humphrey. And for someone that's aspiring to be a billionaire, because he's a billionaire with a B, what advice would you give?" He said, "Don't stop at a million." I said, no. I mean, like a billion. He said, "Yeah, I know. I heard you. Don't stop at a million." I'm like, okay. I don't know what that means. And then he explained. He was like, millionaires, people that reach $1 million stop because they stop doing everything that they did to get there. And at the time, that just went over my head. I wasn't ready to accept it, to learn and fully understand it. As it went over my head, I'm like, don't stop at a million, because people stop doing what they were doing in order to get there. Okay. Like, how do you die? Okay. I didn't know how to respond to that. And so, as we was in this event, I was just there with people who was doing what they said they was doing, who was making money and who was just making it move, making success and showing up in a different way because they understood what goes on behind the scenes. What goes on when you meet new people. Not only for the free, not only for free 99, but when you put time into someone and what can possibly come from that. It was so incredible to be in this room because it all started from my first event. My first networking event that I attended was a free real estate meetup. It was a free real estate meetup, and I was starting to learn. I was starting to witness and understand what needed to go on in order for me to be ready for something that I'm not aware of. See, free isn't bad. Free isn't always bad. But living in free and staying in free and remaining in free and never want to pay for nothing, that's what hinders our growth. Because we always want something for free. We always want something for free because I don't have the money, or I'm so used to not spending nothing. Luckily enough, I didn't have to spend nothing for this event. The event that I met Grant Cardone, the billionaire, I didn't have to spend anything. I didn't have to. I filled out the application. I went. And I met some incredible people. And by incredible, I'm talking about I met people that were making a lot of money. that were making a lot of money. At the time, I didn't have the right questions to ask. I didn't have the right information. Prayer, what's going on? I appreciate you for joining in. Where are you joining from? Let me know in the comments. I didn't have the right information. I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware of the work that goes on when you commit to yourself. See, networking forces you to grow. Meeting new people encourage you to grow. Because you're not only just growing for yourself, you're growing for others. But it starts with you. And I always say, just because it starts with you doesn't mean it's going to end with you. And the reason why this is so important, because you have to start going to events. Free is not always bad, but living in free is bad. The last event that we went to was this past weekend. This past weekend we went to an event. East Coast. We're in the East Coast. We're in the East Coast, Pearl. The last event that I went to was, what's today's date? 19th. This past weekend, the 18th? I think the 18th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday of last week. And so, when NYC, New York City. Dang, I appreciate you for joining in. Let me know in the comments. Have you ever been to a networking event or a meetup in New York? The last event that we went to, I actually paid for it. And the amount of money, the money that we paid for it, $69. It was $69 for two people. I ran the numbers for two people. I said, what a deal. What a deal. Because 69 times two, that was like 138. So I paid $69 for two people. I said, ooh, that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that. But we went. Go back to the example that I was speaking about in the beginning of the live, was that $100 is you can buy a lot of money. You can buy a lot of different things with $100. It just all depends on how well you're watching. Not just, okay, I messed that all the way up. You can buy different things with $100. It's the fact that you have $100 to spend that makes you focus on the money that you have. See, when I paid for this event this past weekend, I paid more attention because it wasn't free, nor was it convenient, nor did I just have to get in my car and just drive down the street. No, no, it was very inconvenient. We had to pay. We had to pay for gas. We had to pay for food. We had to get a hotel, and we had to drive an hour and some change. But that information, that information that was given, it was different because it wasn't convenient. See, free is convenient. Free is convenient. And when I learned that, to get to the next level, to grow and to be ready to accept what's coming, I have to be ready to be inconvenient on my journey. What's going on, Unc? I have to be ready to be inconvenient, meaning it doesn't work on my schedule. It doesn't work with where I'm at, where I'm located. It's not here around me. Shit, what's going on? I appreciate you for joining in. Let me know in the comments where you from. I appreciate y'all for joining in. Listen, convenient is around you. So convenient, if I want to go to the gym, I can walk to the gym. If I want to go to the store, I can drive to the store. If I want to watch a movie, I can go watch a movie. If I want to travel, I would have to get in my car and drive. Depending on where I want to travel. Pine Bluff, cool, just checking in on you. I appreciate it. Pine Bluff. Dang, I ain't hear nobody say Pine Bluff in a little minute. God, dog, that's crazy. But dang, I literally forgot all about Pine Bluff. That's crazy. But that's interesting. It's interesting because when I was in Little Rock, Pine Bluff was just like maybe 45 to 50 minutes away. If I wanted to go to Pine Bluff, I just had to get in my car and drive to Pine Bluff. But it was inconvenient for me to go that way. It wasn't convenient because it wasn't 5 to 10 minutes away from me. See, learning that paying for things that will benefit you the best is how you grow to become the best. Ironically enough, the Grant Cardone event that I went to, it changed my perspective on everything. It changed my perspective. I even went on a yacht. I don't even know how big the yacht was. The yacht was was huge. The yacht was huge. Wasn't even expecting it. I didn't know what to expect. But that yacht was huge. That yacht was huge. I ain't gonna lie. I've never, ever, ever, ever saw something like that. Like, it was just different. That joker was different. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just understanding, like, there's levels that has to be achieved first. So this past event that we went to the event, we paid $69 for a ticket. We had to spend gas. We had to get something to eat. We had to get a hotel. We had to travel. Inconvenience. Oftentimes in life, when things are inconvenient for you, they turn out the best for you. See, it's so incredible to understand that what's meant for you will come to you. Yet, if you're not showing up, if you're not present, it won't come for you. See, inconvenience is kind of like when we pay for this past event, you can. There's a lot of things that you can spend $100 on, and that's the moment that you pay attention to it. For some reason, I just had $100 in cash. I don't even like carrying cash, but I had cash. When I had cash, I'm counting it. Okay, gas costs $30. I put in $29.85. I should get back $71.01 or something like that. I forgot the number that I said. So I'm watching the money. Okay, I want to go get something to eat. It's going to cost maybe $15, $16. Okay, I'm at 60, 65? Now, I'm having this $100. This $100 is in my hand, but it's no longer $100. I'm spending the money, but I'm also paying attention to it. I'm spending the money, but I'm also aware of how much is getting spent. I'm spending the money, but I'm also paying attention. See, understanding that something comes from paying for knowledge, paying for something that's going to benefit you, paying for something that you're not aware of, that you're not ready for. It goes to say that there's a difference between free and $100. Free and paying. I would say paying. Paying for anything. If I walk up to a gas station and get free gas for $5, that's a free $5 gas. That's free gas for $5. But that's only like not even a full tank. Not even a full tank. If you have a car, $5 ain't gonna get you far. It'll get you somewhere, but it's not gonna get you a full tank. So understanding that free is different from paid, because when you pay more attention. You focus more on what you have. You focus more on what you're doing. You focus more on what you would like to do. See, it's so incredible to recognize that you can meet new people in a new phase of life when you put yourself out there in a new, different way. See, networking and meeting up and going to different places is so incredible because you see people that you even never saw before. You meet new individuals that can, you know, possibly bring value to you, possibly help you in a way that's going to benefit you more. Let me know in the comments if you really connect with someone that has helped you and they've been a stranger. Let me know in the comments if you met a stranger and they helped you more than your own family. I know I have. I know I have. But just because they're strangers doesn't mean you can't build with them. Doesn't mean you can't build with them. Does not mean you cannot grow with them. Let me know in the comments if a stranger has helped you. You didn't even know them. You didn't even grow up with them. They wasn't even your family. But they helped you. They brought something to you. And when they brought something to you, it benefited you. It benefited you. See, one thing that's so incredible is that you can decide to change today. That you can decide to achieve and pursue something when that something is so confusing. Somebody said many. Ooh, somebody said many. Many strangers. Hold on. Unc say, I'll look at the post later. I got to get up and get it in 3 hours. Leave my money. Love you. See the post later. All right, Unc. Love you too. Many. Many strangers has helped you. Pearl say somebody. I'm sorry. Pearl say many. Many. And they weren't even related. Just imagine that many just turned. That many that you came encounter with. What if it just multiplies? What if it multiplies daily? What if you meet a stranger a day? Is that different? Is that life changing? What if you meet a stranger that's willing to help every single hour? See, that would be different. That would be different. Because now, networking and exchanging money to pay more attention to something helps because now, You start to grow. You start to grow. You start to grow. See, free isn't bad, but one should not live in free because free is only there as a stepping stone. As a stepping stone. See, this $100 was so special to me because I was paying attention to it. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna wait a couple minutes. I'm gonna see how long I can keep this $100. Come to find out, I couldn't keep it. Come to find out, I couldn't keep the $100 for 3 days. I can keep the $100 for 5 days. That was a lesson. The $100 wasn't the fact that I had the $100. The lesson is that I was paying attention to the $100. I was paying attention to the $100. That's what's different. That's what's different from free and actually paying for it. The last lesson, that's what the last lesson is. There's a difference between free and paying for something because when you pay for something, you pay more attention to it because as it's dwindling, as it's lowering, you focus on it. Like, I wonder how this $100 can get back to $100. I wonder how this $50 can go back, can multiply by 2 and get back to $100. I wonder how this $20 can get back to $100. I just had $100. I wonder how this 5 can get back to 100. But you're paying attention to it. You're paying attention to it. You're paying attention to what you have. Because what you have is showing you that you're on the right path. So me going to different networking events, me going to different places, me going to different events, is so eye-opening because there's different people are in these rooms. There's different information that's being presented. There's different knowledge and presenters that's giving the information away. I'm sorry. That's teaching the information, that's charging a fee. Don't be afraid of a fee. Because this fee, when you pay for it, is actually going to help you a little bit better. It's actually going to benefit you more than you think. Why? Because you gave the money away. I heard Neo Davis say this. That's why I'm saying it so much. Is that when you pay attention. For those that don't pay, they don't really pay attention because they're not really worried about it. Not in them words verbatim, but some of them words I made up. Furthermore, those who pay, pay attention. Those who pay attention learn the best information there is. Learn the best information there is. Listen, tonight was different. Tonight was special. Tonight was great because it's more than just meeting new people, getting out of your comfort zone, networking, meeting up, and so on and so forth. It's more so getting out of your comfort zone because your comfort zones were stopping you. Stand in that free zone, stand in that free area, stand in that in your convenience. This was making your success inconvenient. Cause you gotta go chase it. You gotta go grab it. And when you grab it, never let go of it. Listen, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Before I get off, listen, I'm thinking about starting a newsletter. Let me know in the comments if you'll be open to signing up for a newsletter to learn more about podcasts and how to grow more awareness, how to get more customers, and make more money. Let me know in the comments if you are interested, because I'm thinking about starting a newsletter and I just want to see, like, if anyone would be willing to join it. So if you'd be willing to join it, comment below, yes. Comment below, yes, I will be willing to join your newsletter. And then, so that way I can just, you know, have some type of encouragement to create it. It's a process. Just because it's a process does not make it impossible for one to succeed. It does not. And what a newsletter is kind of like an update of the information that I come across, the information I come across, how it's important, how it can help you most importantly. So that's what the newsletter is going to be about. And I'm thinking about starting it. If you're interested in when I do start it, if you're interested in signing up, let me know in the comments. Drop a yes or drop your favorite emoji. Drop your favorite emoji. Let me know if you'd be interested in joining it. So in closing, okay, I want to wrap this up because I've been talking for a little minute. In closing. Life is, you can grow when you get around people. And as you get around people, you learn more about yourself. You learn more about the process. You learn more about the work. You learn what needs to be done and why it needs to be done this particular way. Going to meetups, going to networking events, going to conferences, going to something is going to expand your mind so much. Will be so much, so beneficial. First off, because you're there. They have your attention. Most important thing there is. Hello, my camera went off. Hello, I'm coming back. There we go. I'm back. I can't remember my train of thought. Let me see. I don't know. I'm going to say something different then. Networking, meeting up, and going to different conferences It's going to help you in the long run. It's going to help you in the long run because it's going to help you learn something new. It's going to help you meet new people. And it's going to help you connect with strangers that can help you along your journey. In closing, free is okay. Attending things free is phenomenal. It's amazing. But don't be afraid to grow a little bit and start spending for something. And start spending for knowledge. And start paying attention to what you're spending to. Because as you're spending something, now you gain and obtain the information a lot more. Because of you pulled out your card and paid it. And in my case, it was $100. It was $100. It was slowly decreasing. Furthermore, it was $100 I was paying attention to. It was $100 that I was paying attention to. Listen, there's only one you. There's only one you. So why not be the best that you can be when you learn, grow, and succeed in what you would like to accomplish? Listen, I appreciate y'all for joining in. Tomorrow, same time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow, we're going live. Make sure you share this live with a friend. Make sure you share this live with the person that you just thought about. So that way, they can gain some new information for themselves. For the moment, you didn't have to pay nothing. It's free. Go back to what I said. It's free. Free is good because you can learn something. You can learn something that you wasn't expecting to learn. And then when you continue to grow, now you can grow from the free to start paying. That will help you pay more attention to what you would like to do, how you would like to go about doing it, and why it matters. I appreciate y'all again. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share this live with a friend. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Go ahead and go to the page and subscribe. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all later.